But I want to talk to you today about this, how to have joy in difficult times. How to have joy in difficult times. It's something that all of us in this room are going to face at some point in our life. All of us in here will face this. And, you know, there's a scripture that we all have heard. We've read this scripture here. We've talked about this scripture. But how many of you guys know you can hear a scripture 150 times and get something new from it every single time? And so over in James 1, starting with verse 2, we'll go to verse 4. And I'm going to read it to you from just two different translations. I'm going to go the New King James and then the Amplified. The New King James reads it this way. James 1 and verse 2. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy." Notice that word count. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Verse 3, "knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." In verse 4, "but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." If you read it in the Amplified, it says it this way, "Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations." Verse 3, "Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out," notice that, "bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience." And verse 4, "but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects," look at this, "lacking in nothing." So the first thing we need to do if we're going to have joy in difficult times is that verse 2, "my brethren, count." Count. Count what? "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Count it all joy. It says it in the NIV, "consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." What you're going through may not actually be joyful, but you have to learn to do what? Count it all joy. Count means what? Count means to lead. It means to have the rule over. It means to command with official authority. Now, I like this part. It means to consider, to suppose, or to think. So to count it all joy actually means to consider it all joy, to think it all joy. Counting it all joy means that you take charge and rule over the trial you're facing by deciding. Notice what I'm saying here. By deciding to count it all joy. This is so good right here. You have to think or consider your way joyful in spite of the circumstances. Let me say that again. You have to think or consider your way joyful. You have to get yourself excited even in the midst of what you're going through. You have to count it all joy. Count means to think. That means what? To consider, to suppose, to count it all joy. So no matter what you're going through, you have to literally think or consider your way joyful. You have to count it a certain way before it becomes that way. You have to what? Consider it a certain way. Count it a certain way before it gets that way. So when you're going through something, you count it all joy. All of us in this room face difficult times. All of us go through trials. All of us go through things that kind of push on us. But you have to count it all joy. You have to count it. You have to think it all joy. You know, you can be joyous in the midst of any situation you're in. Amen? So you have to count it a certain way before it becomes that way. So if you want something to change and become a certain, start thinking differently about it. Here's something to think about. You have to learn. Now, some of you got to get a hold of this. You have to learn to laugh your way through your trouble. You have to learn to laugh your way through your trouble. And some of you today, let's just be honest, some of you go, "I just need to laugh more at the devil." Some of you just need to laugh at the devil is a liar. So, I mean, you can laugh at that because everything he says is a lie. So when he tells you something in the midst of a circumstance, you can choose to be joyous. You have to count it all joy. Count what all joy? Count it all. Not some of it, not pick and choose. You can't pick and choose what you're going to be joyous about. Well, I'll choose to be joyous here because this one's an easy joy one. And this one I might count it a little frustration. The Bible don't say that. The Bible says count it all joy. Count it all joy. You need to learn to laugh at some things. It's good to laugh. It's good to laugh at it. It's just good to be joyous. And, you know, the devil's going to lie to all of you in this room. That's what he does. And if he hasn't lied to you yet, he will probably lie to you by tomorrow. So get ready. But he'll lie to you. And when he tells you something, you know that that's not true. Therefore, you can count everything all joy. Because if he tells you something is going to happen, how many of you know it's not going to happen the way he probably said it? Because he's a liar. So some of you got to laugh a little more. Some of you just got to laugh a little more. Got you something to do? Let me give you a pointer to laugh a little more. Go home and watch a comedy. I watch stand-up comedians that are clean comedians. You know, there's a couple of guys I watch, and I just laugh hysterically. And the other night, we were sitting on the couch, my wife and I. My kid watches this show, Bluey. Bluey? Every parent in this room know. If you don't know Bluey, you'll know Bluey if you have a child. You'll hear about Bluey at some point in your life, and you will watch Bluey. And I'm sorry, I love it. Like, I'm hooked on Bluey. I love Bluey, and I like Bluey not because of the little kids that are in it, but I like Bluey because of the dad. And I'm like, I can relate to you, Bluey's dad. Bluey's dad is a dog. They're dogs. They're a little puppy. They're dog. It's a cartoon from Australia. I love it. And my kid, this is the greatest story ever. My kid watches it. He loves it. Loves Bluey. And so he has a Bluey doll. He watches Bluey with Bluey. I mean, it's just, yeah, I watch Bluey with the Bluey dog. And so, but anyway, so we were watching TV the other night, and, you know, the dad was being funny in the show, and my wife was just laughing. We were laying on the couch, and Dax was watching, and my wife is laughing, and I was like, what are you laughing at? And she goes, that dad is you. And I said, yeah, he is. I said, I like him, and I think he's awesome. So thank you so much that you're relating me to that dad, because I think that dad is the greatest man in the world right now. And, you know, and my kid, we were just laughing and having fun. And then my son, he says things now way more than he did before. Like, he just repeats. And so, but they have Australian accents in the show, you know. And so they don't say mom, they say mum. And they say, you know, daddy, like that. And so the other day I came home and my kid goes, oh, daddy. And I was like, oh, am I in Australia? Like, all right, good day, mate. Let's go on outside and play. You know? But, you know, one of the things we do is we try to sit down and laugh and have some fun. It's good. So I would encourage you, like, you know, if you say, oh, I'm having a hard time with the joy, go home and find a good comedian. Sit down and laugh. Just laugh a little bit, and it's okay to do that, but learn to do that also in your own life, but learn to do that with the enemy. You know, some of you just got to laugh. When the devil tells you something, just stop and laugh. Count it all joy. So when he tells you you're going under, you just stop and go, I'm not going under, I'm going over, because you're a liar. Thank you for reminding me that I'm an overcomer. Oh, you're never going to. Thank you for reminding me that I am. So always count it all joy. Now notice this, verse 2 says what? When you fall. Here's the question. It's not if, but when you have trials. All of us are going to have trials. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying here. Some people spend all their time trying to avoid trouble instead of trusting God to get through it. Trouble, I mean, you can't avoid everything. Amen? When you go through something, you trust God that he will get you through it. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said this, the only people who don't have problems are those in cemeteries. And some of them really have problems. So that's, we all are going to face problems and trials and things in our life. So it's not if, It's when. So when we face it, what do? We trust God in it. We count it all joy. Now, verse 2 says this, when you fall into or are surrounded by various trials. Someone said this, you know it's going to be a bad day and have decided to count it all joy, especially when you wake up face down on the pavement, your birthday cake collapses from the weight of the candles. That's a Robbie joke there. Your twin sister forgets it's your birthday. Your horn goes off accidentally, remains stuck with you behind a group of outlaw bikers on the freeway. So basically, no matter what happens, you have to learn to do what? Count it all joy. Count it all. So not the if, but when this happens, we do what? We count it all joy. All of it joy. We count it all joy. So number one, we said what? Number one, the thing we do is we count it all joy when we fall into various trials. The second thing we need to do, and this is the part of the scripture where we get excited about the first part, but the second part we're like, eh, I want to avoid this. But this is actually really good when you understand what he's saying here. This encourages us, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The NIV says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Now, here's the thing. Don't blame God. God is not the author of your trouble, but he will develop patience in you during the trouble. He's not the author of it, but he'll develop patience in you during the trouble. The devil creates the trouble for people and then tries to get people to do what? To blame God for it. You need to understand that God is not the author of your trouble. If you'll count it all joy, God will work something good in your life in the midst of your trials. The thing is we all know this, God specializes in making something good come out of bad situations. God has a way of turning things around. He just really does. So God is not the author of your problem. The devil is. But in the midst of that, God will develop the patience. Notice where the patience is. In you. Patience is where? It's on the inside of you. Now listen to this. I want you to get this. Trials do not create patience. They are simply a way to develop the patience that's already in you. Let me say that again. Trials do not create patience. They are simply a way to develop the patience that is already in you. Patience is a fruit or a product created in you by the Holy Spirit. That's what Galatians 5:22 says. The Holy Spirit will develop godly characteristics, one of those being patience, in the midst of your trials. Patience gets worked in you when you go through a trial. I mean, I was thinking of this. Patience is there. How many of you guys know the love of God is there? So you think about the love of God for a moment. The love of God will sit dormant on the inside of you unless at some opportunity you either stir it up or you have to choose to walk in love. But, you know, when is love really developed in you? Let me say it this way. How many of you have certain people in your life that develop that love a little more? That's when that love that's down on the inside of you really gets what? Worked. And when it gets worked, it gets stronger. It gets developed. So when you're around certain people, you can love them. How many of you guys have people around you that it's just easy to love? They're easy to love. You're like, this person's so easy. I just love them all the time. Love them, love them, love them. Love everything about them. And then other people, you're like, what do the people say? Lord Jesus, they're testing my love walk. What are they doing? Lord Jesus, you're developing that love. Where was that love in the first place? In you. What's it doing? It's getting worked. It's getting strong. So patience is already there. Joy is already there. Those fruits are the byproduct or the product of the Holy Spirit is right there. So patience is there. Well, what happens? That trial causes that patience to get what? Worked. And I like what it says this. it's not only that, but we count it all joy. But the third thing we have to do is do what? Let patience have its perfect work. Perseverance, and NIV says this, must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now notice this. What does it say about patience? It says, let. Let patience have its work. You have to allow God to work in your life so that you can receive all the blessings He has promised to you in the Scriptures. You have to let God. You have to allow God to work in your life. You have to let patience have its perfect work. Notice it says let. Let. Now, how many of you know let means who does the letting? That's you. You have to let patience work. Let it do its work in you so that you will what? Be complete, lacking. I like that because it says complete doing what? Lacking nothing. So same thing, like let love work in it, but let patience. So we count it all joy. We let God work in us. Hebrews 6:12 says this, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience, faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. It's through faith and patience. Stay focused on the goal during the trial you're going through. Stay focused on the goal. And that may be that you may be what? Perfect and mature, complete and lacking nothing. Stay focused on the goal. David understood this. David knew this. How can I tell that? Well, Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Where was David's focus? It was on him. What was his goal? You always want to stay focused on the goal during what you're going through. So we count it all joy. We choose joy. We choose to laugh. We choose to relax a little bit. We let that patience work in us so that we might be mature. And then what? Patience will put you in a place of not wanting or lacking of any good thing. God will take care of you. You can count it all joy. You're coming to the place of maturity, complete, and lacking nothing. So what did that scripture say again? It says over here in the King James, or the New King James, but I'll read it to you from the King James. What did the scripture say here? Let's look at this. My brethren, verse 2, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count how much of it? All of it, joy, when you fall into diverse temptations or various temptations, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Scripture is awesome because you see, Scripture reminds us of all that God has done for people in the Bible. And it allows you to know that with God, you can make it through anything that you face. That's why, you know, those stories in the Bible, they're not just there to take up pages. They're there for a reason. Daniel came out of the lion's den. That should encourage you. Joseph went from prison to the palace, and God stayed faithful to the word He gave him, even though it seemed like He had maybe forsaken him, but He didn't. How many of you guys know God was with Paul? Paul was in prison with Silas, and God shook prison doors. That ought to tell you right there that there's no prison cell hard enough or prison cell that can lock you, or the enemy can't keep you bound up, because God can set you free. I mean, Daniel came out of a lion's den, which tells me no matter what I face in my life, it doesn't matter, even if it's a den of lions, that God can deliver me and protect me and keep me safe. If God can keep Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego safe, then He can keep me safe. If God can take a giant and use a young man to throw a stone and direct that stone to hit the giant right between the eyes and defeat a giant so that the child of God remains victorious, how many of you know if God can do that for David, God can do that for me? See, what you do is you look at throughout Scripture and you find those old stories and you stir yourself up. And what does it do? It causes you to be able to count it all joy in the midst of anything you're going through. Because, I mean, we got so many stories. Remember what I said during the offering? God's faithful to his word. He cannot lie. So if God did it for them, then he'll do it for me. If God brought them through it, he can bring me through it. If God helped them, he's helping me right now. If God delivered them, God can deliver me. So when I face anything, I can say, I can count it all joy. Why? Because I read a story about a guy that was similar to me, and God did it for him, so God can do it for me. See, you got to count it joy, and you have to really think yourself. A lot of times we're waiting to get joyous. I'm going to tell you right now, some of you, it's not going to come that way. Now, somebody might say, well, does it just like fall on me? Well, it may, but most likely you're going to have to stir it up. You're going to have to read that Bible. You're going to have to talk to yourself out loud. You know, I have found out for myself, the more I talk to myself out loud, the more I talk about how good God is, the more I remind myself of the faithfulness of God, it causes joy to well up on the inside of me no matter what I'm facing. I mean, you know, I had to go to the dentist, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I think? I mean, I don't know what it is with dentists, but I mean, they're not bad people. Not like I wish evil on them. I just wish we didn't ever have to get our teeth cleaned, I guess. But, you know, I had to go to the dentist, and I was like, I mean, you know, not how I want to spend my morning time at 8 o'clock is sitting in a dentist chair, but I did. But you know what I had to do? Count it all joy. So I reminded myself before I went to the dentist, if God's been faithful in times past, God's faithful. And I reminded myself, so I literally went to the dentist and had joy. I was cracking jokes good. I was doing good dad jokes. I mean, Brother Robbie would have been proud of me. I was nailing those dad jokes in the dentist chair. But you know what? I considered it all joy. I considered, because how many of you know you go to the dentist, you could be like, I hate the dentist. Well, okay, I don't ever want to sit in a chair, and I don't ever want to go to the, and then what happens? You go to the dentist, and you're like, I don't understand why I hate the dentist so much. Well, maybe it's because you considered it hateful, and it's hateful now. Like, consider it joy. My dad, when he was alive, he was just, man, he was phenomenal at, my dad, it's my mother will say this to me a lot. My wife didn't know my dad as well. She only met him a couple of times. She didn't really get to know him as well. But my mom will always say, you're just like your father. You know, my dad was ornery. And my dad just considered everything joyous. And that was the one thing I always loved about my dad was it didn't matter where we were at in life or what we were doing. He could always find joy in things. And he would always do things to make me laugh. And even when I ended up in the hospital as a kid, he made me laugh. Even when times when I was nervous or going through something, my dad had a way of just having joy in the midst of everything. And, you know, I would hear stories about my dad, and I'm like, man, this is a guy that chose joy. Now, I'm going to tell you, my dad's life was not easy. You know, and the more I learned about my dad's life, the more I realized my dad put on joy a lot. My dad went through a lot. My dad was he was in war. He was in Vietnam. He came home. My dad had, you know, the whole thing with Agent Orange. The reason my father had diabetes was because of Agent Orange. The reason my dad had a heart attack and the reason my dad is with the Lord is because it weakened his arteries in his heart and caused him to have a massive heart attack. And somebody says, well, you know, could have God healed him? Yes. But I believe my dad and God had a nice long talk, and my dad decided I'm good to go, and I said, hey, man, if you want to go, I'll see you soon. You know, enjoy it and get some things ready for me. We'll hang out for the rest of your life. But my dad went through a lot of things. I didn't know my dad dealt with certain things until later on after he had passed away. My mom told me a lot of the things that he had been through, and I realized, you know, as a kid, I never realized that because to me as a kid, my dad was the most joyous person in the world. But my dad did what? He counted it all joy. And he chose joy. And I thought to myself, my dad did, I mean, we just had fun growing up. And we had some of the best times. Like, we would just belly laugh with some things. And it was great having my dad because my dad would tag team with me. And we'd pick on my mom. And that's what we did. Yeah, see, my mom's nodding her head like, oh, yeah, you too. Yeah, we did. We just picked on my mom. We had fun. I mean, it was hysterical to us. We would laugh and have good times and do things. But, you know, I think of him and I think, if my dad can choose all joy, then I can choose all joy. I can choose to count things joy, even though things may look a certain way. I can count it all joy, like the word says. I can be going through something and let patience have its work, but in the midst of that, I can be joyous. I don't have to be so frustrated and angry all the time. I don't have to be so mad at everything. You know, if you're going through something, do what Scripture says. When you have a trial or temptation or you fall into it, he says what? Count it all joy. That means you got to count it all joy, but it also means you've got to stir it up sometimes. You got to talk to yourself. You got to remind yourself. And, you know, I realized that as I got older, the more I talk to myself, like I said before, the more I stir myself up, the more happy I get. When I take my son to daycare in the morning, we pray before we go to daycare. It's what we do. We pray when we go to bed. We pray when we go to daycare. But the thing that I do when I get my kid up in the morning is I count it all joy. So I'm at the daycare. I'm in the room. You know, we have one of those baby cameras. So we will not release the baby camera footage of your pastor doing this, but this is what I do. But, you know, when how many of you know I could go in there and be like, you're up again. You know, I'm so tired. Oh, of course I'm tired. I mean, I stayed up late and my kid was up and yeah, I'm tired. So what do? I go in and I open the windows and I'm like, hey, what's up? And I'm Dax is talking and I'm like, all right, let's get the blood flowing. And so we dance. Why? Because I'm counting it all joy. And we get ourselves real excited. And my son knows how to do, I call it the Pentecostal happy dance. That's what I tell him. I call it the Pentecostal happy dance, which means what? You get your feet moving real, real fast, you know, and you run in place. And so we do that, and we get the blood flowing, and then we dance a little bit, and then we have fun, and we get excited about life, and then we go to the car, and it's an adventure for us, and we're laughing, and we're having fun. What am I doing? I'm putting on joy. Do I feel like doing it? No, but I know well enough, if I stir it up, it will come out. And so that's what I do. And so I've chosen to do that with my kid, and I have seen the effects of it. What does it do? My kid gets happy. My kid is fun. My kid starts laughing. So I want to encourage you. This scripture is for us. If you're going through something difficult, you can count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, and when it does, you'll lack nothing. You'll have everything you need of. So allow that patience to work in you. So I want to encourage you, let's count it all joy. Now, I will say this before we pray. Some of the most joyous people ought to be the people that are going through some of the hardest things. That's what I had the Lord tell me one time. He said, some of the most joyous people ought to be people that are going through some hard things. I said, why? Because I told them to count it all joy. See, a lot of times when we're going through the most, that's when we're what? The most frustrated, the most tired. But there's a scripture that I read this morning to the group here when we prayed, Nehemiah 8:10. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you think there's a reason why God said count it all joy? Yeah, because he said, if you count it all joy, you'll get strong. It'll build you up. It'll encourage you. So see, a lot of times when we're not counting it all joy, how many of you guys have ever been here? You're going through something. You're not counting it all joy. It wears you out. It exhausts you. You do what? You lose sleep over it. You stay up late thinking about it. But God says, if you'll count it all joy, the joy of the Lord, which is the joy that's on the inside of you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you count it joy, you literally get strong. Let that settle for a moment. You get strong. So what happens when you get strong? It doesn't affect you as much anymore. You count it all joy. So I want to encourage you today. If you're going through something, count it all joy. Count it all joy. You say, Pastor, I'm going through a lot. Count it all joy. All of it. All count it all joy. And let that patience work. Let it work so that you'll be complete and lacking nothing. Amen? And so we just got to put it on. So you might say, well, how do I put it on? Some of you just need to laugh a little bit. I just like watching faces. Like, you know, I laugh. I tell people all the time. I'm like, I'd like to have a camera and I can show you your face when I say something sometimes. Your face gives it away. You're like looking at me like, yeah, that's a good message. But Pastor, I'm not a laugher. I beg to differ. Because if something funny happens, I guarantee how many of you laugh. Yeah. You watch a movie. You got a good belly laugh. Somebody says something funny. What do? You laugh. When I tell a really good dad joke at church on Sunday morning, and you sympathy laugh with me. So, you know, just laugh a little bit. When the devil is frustrating you a little bit, just laugh. When he tells you you're not going to make it, just laugh. When he tells you you're going under, just laugh. When he tells you your family and this, just laugh about it because he's a liar. Amen? Just laugh a little bit. So let's do this morning. Let's pray and let's believe God. I believe you got something from this. I believe it encourages you. I believe it's a living word. I believe it's the right word to share with you today. So, Father, I just thank you for this word this morning. Lord, we thank you that we do what Scripture says. We count it all joy. Father, no matter what we're going through in life, some of us are going through things right now today. When we walked into church, we're going through it. But Father, we're going to count it joy. We're going to choose to laugh. We're going to choose to count it joy. We're going to allow that patience to work in us. And we're going to allow it to do a thorough work so that we will be complete, so that we will be mature, so that we will lack nothing. So Father, I just thank you for every person here today and the sound of my voice. That Lord, when they go through anything in the next week, the next month, the next year, I pray that these stories and these scriptures will come up on the inside of them. And they'll say, I can count it all joy. They'll choose to count it all joy. Lord, I thank you that when they do that, Father, I thank you that strength comes upon them because it's the joy of the Lord that's their strength. So I thank you that they can be joyous no matter what they're facing. And I thank you, Lord, they'll come out on the other side of it, that you are with them and you're faithful. If you help the men and women in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you'll help us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Father, we just count it all joy today. We choose to count it all joy. We choose to let patience work. We choose to read this scripture and just put it into action. And we know that when we do, Father, things in our lives are changing. It's turning around today. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor today. In Jesus' name.